Hey, good morning, everybody. Exciting times here in Meekan with our new, all of our new social media and 21 clubs. And so I think I'm going to talk just a little bit here while people are coming on. On 21 clubs, you know, two Saturdays ago, Tony talked on 21 clubs and shared how he was doing seven and inspired us, and I think lots of us, that we could do these at a distance and get more of them growing, and the $250, and anyway. Then this Saturday, Tony did another one to kind of clarify more what they're doing, and he brought Jim Pickford on, who is one of the ones that's doing, that's one of the bees, and just how Jim's like super busy. He's got kids, he runs a gym, he's coaching kids, and how do you fit it in time-wise, and how do you, they did good on handling, like, the disappointments, how when you sponsor, you've done a rollout, you've done a presentation, and the people are going to buy a sleep system, and they're going to get it, like, on Monday, and you call them up on Monday, and they've changed their minds, and handling those disappointments, and setting a time frame, but it doesn't happen in the time frame. Anyway, they did a really good job of that. Tony did not hit record button. He was on the call by himself. Dave was in Kansas City at a Humans Being More. And Dak quickly turned on his record. So we got it recorded. Is it posted?
It's a little bit noisy. It's on 100 Millionaires. Yeah.
And we'll send it to Dave this morning so that he has it, because I think it is. He brings up some really, really, really good points. But okay, there's lots more of us on that now, so here we go. Okay, well, all right, two more things I want to share. So the 21 Club, be sure, get one set right away, either as an A or as a B, you can start this month, but can wrap this month. Or another thing that Tony talked about is the importance, well, I guess Jim Pickford talked about it, the importance of preparation. And Jim said, looking back at it now, he would spend more time preparing, talking to the people, even maybe the people that you're going to have in your 21 club. So you could use this last part of April as the preparation time and start May 1st, or you can start right now and just wrap the month, whichever you want it. Oh, and Ruth Lowe brought up the point, you can start as soon as you sponsor a senior, because there you've got one senior and you've got the volume. So you can kind of be keeping track of everybody that you're doing presentations with, and then once you've got that first person that's coming on board as a senior with their volume, then you can notify Meekan and officially start your 21 Club, and the people that you have done presentations with before, you just recontact them and so that you have them for the date after you start, if that makes sense to you guys. Then the second subject is the Facebook, how to set up our personal webs, our personal page and our business page, and how to reach out and start making these connections. And
through Facebook.
Yeah, through Facebook. And I'm pretty excited about it, and so I encourage all of us to do that. But this morning, let's go ahead and do our Words of the Week, and you can also share your thoughts on 21 Clubs and Facebook.
Okay, well, I'm going to start out. I just got a text, and you guys probably did too, from Dave Johnson. It says that Ann McNabb is going to be the guest today on Daily Rev. Anyway, what you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Only engage and, this is a modification, I guess, and then the mind grows. Heated, I don't know. Anyway, begin it and work will be completed. Well, that's a new version. Okay, beginning is half. Let's leave the impossible to God and get busy with the possible.
Oh, I like that one.
And then he says, human felicity is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune. That seldom happens. As by little advantages that occur every day. So that's Ben Franklin. And so don't expect too much for, you know, miracles, more what we're doing, the action we're taking every day. Okay. Margie, are you on? Margie. Margie is the first one that we wrote down on the list.
Yeah, she sent us our numbers, and she is, you know, she lives in Florida, and she's out in California. She was with Ruth Lowe. I think they started a 21 Club, or they did an in-home party anyway on Friday night, and now she's going to be going over to work with Lois in the San Francisco area. They're going to do a home party.
So they're busy following up this morning. Keep
going.
Okay, Gloria, you are next on the list. And it's your number. Thank you.
Good morning. Yes, and thank you for your email again. Very concise and easily passed on to other people for what needs to be done and how. Had an interesting week. Met with several people who not only did they contemplate the business when they weren't contemplating the business at all, but they immediately thought of gate openers that I should be talking to. And I think as they were discussing ways for me to expand my business, I think that's how they saw the opportunity to cash in on it. That almost feeling of they wouldn't want to let that opportunity go. So it was interesting. I've got an appointment with this one gentleman again. I've got an appointment with a chiropractor and with a gentleman who teaches self-defense. So will I work these into a 21 club? Probably. Am I working with a couple of downline with 21 clubs? Yes. It is so doable now. And I, too, read all the material on the Facebook, got sidelined by some family stuff, and I will get that set up today.
Wow, fantastic.
Hey.
Yay, Gloria.
Gloria, let's see. Who is on that? Nancy Clyde, you sent us your numbers. What would you like to share?
Hey, good morning, everybody. It has been, like Gloria said, it's really interesting. You know, people are interesting. You meet with them and you don't know what's going to come out. I do like what you shared, Gloria, that it really was, I think I understood you to say, that you were meeting with them and how to expand your business. I mean, sharing what you each do, I assume, and then they're just so willing to help you and give you referrals. So I think I'm going to add those words to what I am saying. I have met with, following up with a bunch of people from meetings in the last 2 weeks. I wouldn't say really upfront any of them are considering the business. So obviously I need to change my words a little. Something that Tony Scoma, or maybe it was the other guy said, now where is it here? And I thought, wow, those are great words to change. I've given you this build up. So sorry, guys. Oh, where is it? Oh, mature. Oh, when like we have two open houses planned, and I'm thinking, I'm still looking for a term, maybe energy party. I'm not sure. Making up the flyer today, but in just a soft, they're coming to see the wellness home. I have gotten with all of these people before, and they know something about it. But the words are, as you reach your mature years, and then having options. And so that just was a real soft way of, you know, I'd say it was, we're getting older, you know, which is so, such a negative in a way, but mature years and giving options. And I was talking to David, my husband, about how to just kind of share that in the process of doing the demonstrations and showing them the wellness home. And I love that video that you sent Matt McDonald and Pat. that, you know, I could say, well, like my husband's a teacher, and if we have a room full of teachers or really anyone, we can say, you know, what our experience was, David's been working as a teacher, and yet we realized our options were very few once he wanted to retire. So he is at that point. We had found this country company years ago, and it gives us more options. Now that we are mature, it was really very succinct when I shared it with David, but you get the gist of it. I said, David, does that make you feel uncomfortable? And he said, no, not at all. So that was a big win just in that. And I'll leave it at that. I've taken up enough time.
Yay.
Yeah, that was really great. And you know, it is about options, and it brought to mind a picture. I'm going to see if I can find it again. It shows two women. I mean, pictures are so powerful. It shows one woman that, you know, she's not too healthy, and she's like it with a walker. And then the other picture right beside it is a picture. She's got her bathing suit on, and she's just coming out from having had a swim, and she's, you know, fit and trim. And it says these two women are about the same age. You know, it's about choices. Which choice are you making? And it just shows us how powerful those choices are that we make every day. You know, what we eat, what we don't eat, the exercise that we do or we don't do, the choice, the financial choice, mm-hmm. like we can, and whether we have enough money to you know, to retire and have a happy life. And so I'm going to see if I can find that, because pictures are powerful.
I wonder where that picture is. I used to have that and printed it off on things with the bone health, huh? I'll have to find it.
Yeah.
That'd be
okay,
good.
Yeah, if you can find it, I'll see if I can, you know, whichever one of us can find it, we'll send it out to everybody.
Somebody will find it. Patricia Van Gilder, I see you're on. You sent us your number. Thank you.
Yes, good morning. I had a open house Sunday that really didn't have any attendees. But I'm calling it a win because of some things I learned from it, and plus the weather didn't cooperate. We had some rain, and I was in high competition with the Dogwood Arts Festival, which is going on in Knoxville. It's a big deal. Lots of things going on around town. But, you know, I really did not get bummed out at all. I just considered it a learning experience. I've now have everything really ready in my home set up, and I'm not going to take it down. I'm not going to put it up. I'm just keeping my little stations with the – I have a table in my living room with the Vital Day pack, and it stays there. And I have the environmental pack, you know, like if there's two shower heads or two lights or whatever, you know, I've got times two, you know. And then so I just have my little environmental pack. And then I got one chair with just all the sleep stuff. And, of course, my kitchen is always ready because we use that every day. And so, you know, that was a real positive for me to not get bummed out. I kind of knew it, and that's okay, so I know what to do the next time. So far as, like, the Facebook goes, I'm real excited about that because I have a lady that we're doing a little trade with, and she's in marketing. She knows how to do all this computer stuff. She's coming over this morning, and we're going to – I've had a Facebook – my business Facebook page waiting, and we're going to launch that because she's got me all set up and can help just put things on there. She's going to be just like one of my assistants. I had another gal I hired to, she's starting a business, she's in her 20s, always worked and homeschooled, just a real sharp gal, but she's gone out on the internet and looked over the next 3 months, kind of like a hound dog, I guess, looking for types of events, things I can attend or things I can go set up to. And that's been very eye-opening for both of us. So that's, you know, hire people that can do things better than you can. I learned that years ago from a landscape client who was very successful. He says, I always hire people smarter than me. And then, of course, in the process, you're showing them Nikin. But and then I had a real good appointment with a friend of mine from church that I had been very soft in my approach with her, and when I she's had some health challenges, and when she finally said, you know, the doctors can't find out what's going on, I've got this, I've got that going on. I didn't even know she'd had a heart attack in December. And I told her, I said, I think it's time we talk. I think, you know, I would like to share with you what I'm Jack and I are doing. Bless her heart, she looked at me, she goes, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to say it. She goes, is this Amway? She had had a bad experience with someone else in the church. And so I spent a good bit of my meeting with her setting up what happened in that, you know, what's going on, what are you doing? And then when I brought out the plan, she felt comfortable. So she's taking the CD and listening to that. Turns out, and they always throw out a variety of things for people to know about, but her husband has osteoporosis. Didn't know that, and so I just happened to mention the bone health. So we're going to get together again. So that was good.
Yay, congratulations.
Yeah, yeah, that was fabulous. And when you said about, you know, nobody showing up, it reminded me, I just was listening to a guy online. He was talking about having online events, like little webinars, seminars you can invite people onto. And the first one he did, nobody showed up. I mean, he'd had, oh, so many people that had responded that said they were interested, and he'd had, like, I don't know, I'm just trying to remember. It wasn't a lot, like 7 or 10 people that said they were going to be on, but then nobody was on. But again, like you, he wasn't disappointed because he said, you know, he did it. He started it. He said, you know, do your first one, even if nobody shows up, it's fine. You need to get in motion. And plus he recorded it, so he had that information now available that he could use, that he could send to people. And just like you, you've got your home, it's all ready to go, it's all prepared, your stations are set up. And thanks for sharing that, Patricia.
And Patricia, you've hired people to help you do things that, you know, you don't have time to do, or you don't have the skills to do. So that is very smart. And I got to get better at that myself. I've heard that over and over again for years and years, but it really does make sense. Becky Dragon. Becky and Adam are on the call. Becky sent in the number. So, Becky, what would you like to share?
Not too much more than we talked about on Saturday. Adam and I are... Pardon?
I said, go ahead and tell us again.
I think different people are on today, or at least some are different.
Well, we are heading back out today. We're just going to keep adding to our names, changing tactics a little bit, trying to improve and get better, and just get in as much as we can in between Adam being off work and starting another job. So we're excited to just keep going and keep learning.
So you are doing the 21 Club, right?
Yes. But we're just, I mean, I think we've done probably 20 names. Adam, correct me if I'm wrong, but Adam wants to go for another 20 and just keep going. So this week will be another crazy week.
Yeah, I think that's important. Yeah, just keep following up. You know, it's making that contact with people, getting them into the information, the discovery process, and then just lots of follow-up. You know, maybe invite them to a home party, offer them various sources of information, like whatever might be of interest to them, like the bone health, or maybe one of the other CDs that has a testimonial that's relevant to something that's going on in their life, either their own body or, you know, somebody in their family, and about the income. Almost everybody really would love to have more income. They just don't see if it could be a fit for them. But again, inviting them to maybe read the 4-year career just lots of follow up and
right.
That's fantastic, you guys. I mean, the more that. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. The other thing that Adam and I again did. Adam's kind of my support, but we went to Jamie's Friday night, and she did an in-home, and she had three people there, and so we had a great time at her house as well, and those people were excited, so we're working with Jamie, and I think Adam and Jamie both have their Facebook pages set up, and so I'm going to be turning to them for help to set mine up.
Fantastic. I love it.
That's really a good idea. Look for younger people.
Yeah, I love it. And for those of you guys, if you don't know, Becky and Steve, her husband Steve, they have their first silver for the Team Kaizen. You know, part of Team Kaizen is three QEs and two front level silvers, and the silvers can also have been a QE, and in this case Jamie did. I mean, Jamie's your went silver and she's a QE, and so now as Adam keeps doing these rollouts and became, you know, does his 21 club and goes silver, you'll have your second silver, so you're in the lead so far. Isn't that fantastic?
Congratulations.
Good work.
Yay, Becky.
All right, I see Julie Matt is on. Julie and her corporate.
corporate JLB.
I was under the radar for a bit there, but I called in with my cell phone, so I was here.
Can you talk?
I'm just sneaking in the bathroom.
I'm trying not to have to do that. I do have a colleague in the room with me, so we're sharing information with her as well, with Denise, so she can hear what's happening. But yes, the last week was super busy. I had my my cameo at a Mary Kay event, which went really well. There was about a dozen people there that had never heard of MeCan before and now know we exist and have been able to sample some product and see some demos, which was great. I had my holistic healthcare dinner on Thursday. We had about five new people, one of whom had heard of MeCan in the past, that magnet company. He now knows that we're way more than that, and I'll be meeting with some of those people again. And then Friday, Dr. Ken Howiak was in town, and we were able to speak to another 16 people about bone health. So they were all introduced to the company. So I have long lists of names and phone numbers, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to follow up with several individuals who either scored low on their bone scan or just expressed a concern and an interest in getting on the bone health or something within the bone health pack, but were having some concerns about the cost. So I'm trying to figure out the best way to approach them in order to get them at least started with something. So,
wow.
And then I talked a lot on the weekend. So
Wow. Yeah, that's
a busy week.
12 and 5 and 16, I mean, you've got a whole lot of people, you know, in the beginning of this NECAN discovery process. So congratulations.
Thank you.
That is really awesome. Congratulations, Julie.
Thank you.
And team,
absolutely.
Yeah, my team brought a lot of people, which is great.
Good.
I know we go over this and over this, but that's so important as a leader, as you're growing your business. I mean, it's to have these events not only for you to invite people to, but to support your team so that they have a place that they can invite people to. And, you know, that's the fastest way to grow. So you're setting a great example. You're leading by example for your team. So good job.
Thank you. We have on Wednesday this week is the kickoff of our Every Wednesday Wellness Wednesday event. So I was trying to point everybody who is at the Bone Health and at the Holistic Chamber dinner to the Wednesday event so they could get more information, so I could lead them to at least something. So now we have a scheduled event that we can invite people to every week.
Yeah, you know, and that's so huge too, is always be inviting to the next step. Every time you leave a person, you've been with them, either they were like at the Bone Health event or you met with them for a one-on-one. All of us, you know, be prepared to set the next you know, the next contact, the next appointment. So maybe you give them a CV and you set the appointment when you're going to follow up, or you get, you know, you give them the flyer and you invite them to the next event. That way it's always moving forward. And if you have a time set for that follow-up and they're expecting you to call or they're going to be in an event, then you don't have to chase them around, you know. It just flows forward easily that way. So always use the flyer for the next event, or give them a CD, or, you know, for your book, a piece of information, and set the time, you know, the day and the time that you will follow up, either get back together or be together on the telephone. That way we don't have to play telephone tag.
All right. Yay. Let's see. Is there anybody else on the call that sent us their numbers and I haven't called on them? I see a couple numbers I don't recognize. Okay, and Becky Dragon, I see a hand raised. Do you have a question or comment? Is there more you'd like to add?
No.
Okay.
I don't know how I did that. How do you raise your hand?
I'll just ignore it.
Jack, it's Lori.
Yes.
I'll just quickly share one thing, maybe two. I know it's almost time to go. I did have that lead from NECAN, which I went to Ottawa last week and met with her, and she's just the nicest person. She did join. She did get some product. She's not a quality enrollee, but she's already booked a home party. And
wow.
She's from Newfoundland, and they're just the nicest people. And she's having some family come down, so she's quite excited to share that. So that was really good. And the other thing, I was the same on Sunday, had the house all set up for a Spring Into Health event and didn't have any guests and kind of felt like they all dressed up and nowhere to go kind of thing. But then I thought, okay, what am I going to do with this? And I always talk about electropollution, the negative influences of all the stuff around us, and because that makes what we have in NECAN unique, because it is a way of replenishing the detrimental effects of electropollution. And so I found a really good 3-minute YouTube video about it that I can show at the next event that kind of reinforces it, and was really pleased when I got to listen to Julie on Rick's call, because I did miss the call Monday both. That she talks all about that Wi-Fi and electropollution, so that validated it. So I made the best of not having guests and found a way to share that electropollution and the solutions that we have, and so it turned out to be a good day after all. So,
wow! That's, you know, that is so important. I mean, we all are going to have these, you know, these disappointments. We set something up that people don't show up. Or they, like I shared earlier, like from Jim Pickford, somebody's going to buy a sleep system. They're all excited, and, you know, they want you to call them, like, on Monday or Friday or whatever, and they're going to place the order, and you call them, and they've changed their mind, you know. So it's us being resilient, you know, just realizing these things are going to happen, and we just keep an eye, you know. If we keep on adding people to our database and inviting people to take a look and, you know, sharing the information for your career, different CDs, DVDs, inviting to events, you know, having the appointments with people, following up, follow up, follow up, follow up. You know, if we just keep doing those activities, we will get the results. It might be longer than we had hoped for, but, you know, if we keep on track, we will get them. So I'm really glad, Lori, that you brought that up, and Patricia, because, you know, this part of That's part of it, is managing our emotions. I remember, I think it was Dave Stolfus that talked so much about that, is we need to, you know, kind of keep our emotions in the middle. You know, we don't want to get ourselves so excited and then so disappointed and then so excited and then so disappointed, that we just want to kind of stay on our track and be happy, knowing that step by step, you know, inch by inch is a cinch. So thanks to both of you. Oh, thanks to all of you guys that shared. And a couple of you did mention I had sent out the fast track, you know, so it's got all of the 7 steps, you know, how to invite people. It's got the demos. I mean, it's got everything attached, like how to do your 100 name list, the memory jogger from Eric Worre, and it's got scripts to invite from Eric Worre, and it's got all the resources like where, you know, Dave Johnson, how to get on his calls, how to get on our calls, how to get the recording Focus on Growth. It's got the demos, the one that Julie Matt, the one that you did with Barb Satterwhite, you know, the demos, and it's got the Pat and Mac demos. I mean, it's got all the resources are right there, so you can use it, plus you can share it with a new person because, you know, it's got everything that they're going to need, where to get the Full Year Career book, where to get the GoPro book. It's got the prospect tracking form right on there. I mean, it's got everything is there in one place, so they don't have to run around all over to find things.
Could she give us the YouTube video for the electropollution? What did she look under? What's it titled?
Yeah, I have, it's called Roku, so I can go in and get Netflix, and so there's a YouTube channel there. Now, I can get the address for it so you can link to it. I don't have it right now. It's a Dr. Goldman, G-O-L-D-M-A-N. If you Google Dr. Goldman and electropollution, you probably would find that. And he quotes Andrew Weil as saying, Dr. Weil, electropollution may be the most significant form of pollution human activity has produced in this century. So if you can Google it, you probably can find it. And if not, I'll send Jack and Karen the link for it.
Thank you
so much.
Okay.
Thank you, Lori. And
to everybody that was on this call today. You know, staying plugged in is one of the most important things we can do. And encouraging our team, as our team comes on board, again, the most important thing we can do is to encourage them to stay plugged in because, you know, it's the support, it's building the belief level. And thanks to everybody that shared this morning. You guys are fantastic.
Thank
21
you.
21 Club, that's right.
And, love you guys.
Thank you.
Love you. You're
bye.
Awesome. Bye.